This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, yes. What a football weekend we have. This is going to be incorrigible. The 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Route 19 Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And What's Cooking brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Update us on our records from last week and our season records limits. I think I'm doing well all of a sudden.
Well, Joe, you gained a game on us. You went 4-2 last week. Donnie and I went 3-3. So overall, Donnie's 33-37. Joe, you're catching up close to 500 at 35-37. I'm two games over 500 at 37-35. We'll do the college football playoff, and then we'll go to a couple NFL games. First, Donnie, Indiana.
Hold on. Yes. The difference here, the difference between all of us is I was stupid enough to make that freaking Mike Tyson-Paul fight a three-point
game.
That's
the difference.
A three-point game, and I'm losing to him by two because of Tyson.
Because I picked Jake Paul, unfortunately. I didn't want it, but that was what happened.
I should sue Tyson over that, Donnie. Oh, my God, it's 1:45. We have to hurry. Go.
Yes, Indiana at Notre Dame, Donnie. The Irish are 6.5-point favorites.
Unfortunately, I would love to pick Indiana. I'm going to go Notre Dame here.
Notre Dame, Indiana's a fraud. Limits?
Clemson at Texas. It's a 12-point spread for Texas.
I will take Texas to win the game big.
Clemson's a fraud. Texas.
Texas as well. Tennessee at Ohio State, 7.5-point Buckeyes.
I'm going to take Tennessee to cover. I think they can win the game.
So do I. I think there's some demoralization that has set in at Ohio State. I really do. And I think
Ryan
the pressure
Day's
on
final
him,
hour.
It could be, is immense. I'm taking Tennessee to win outright. How do you like that?
We haven't,
limitless wonder.
We haven't disagreed yet. I have Tennessee to at least cover. Joe?
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. 0% financing on all 2024 Chevy EV models up to 60 months through January 3rd with credit through GM Financial. High of 38 today with scattered snow. I wanted to wish Donnie a Merry Christmas. I have to leave in about 3 minutes. I'm catching an Uber to go get my car, which is being repaired. And also, Limits, I'll see you Monday.
Yes, Joe, and I have a gift for you I'll give to you on Monday.
Thank you. I have one for you, although it's re-gifted, so I got it for free.
Thank you. SMU at Penn State, Donnie. Nittany Lions are 8.5-point favorites.
I will take SMU to cover that 8.5 because I'm taking the Stangs to win the friggin' football game.
I'm not surprised.
Not me. Although, team speed is not exactly a weakness for SMU, but I think Penn State pounds them by double digits.
I don't know about pounds, but I think it's a 10-point game and Penn State will win it. Next up, Browns at Bengals, two NFL games in the division on the slate.
Bengals have a chance to still make the playoffs.
Wait, what's the point spread?
Sorry, 9 points for Cincinnati. It's a big spread.
The Browns are into tank mode. They have DTR starting. The Bengals, even though Burrow has struggled against them, I think they're going to win big.
See, there aren't many games that the Browns get up for. This might be one, and I ain't picking the Bengals to beat anybody by that many points. Browns cover.
Yeah, I don't think that the Browns are going to cover. I have Cincinnati in a blowout. All right, guys, here we go. Steelers, Ravens, Baltimore favored by 6.5.
I think the Steelers lose, but it's a close game. I don't think Lamar completely comes out of his Steelers shell. I said Ravens 20-16. That's where I'm at. Steelers cover that 6.5 points.
I think Lamar does emerge from the shell and has this one game where he is indeed Lamar. Would I pick them again a few weeks later? Maybe. Would I pick them again a few weeks later if he stinks in this game? Absolutely not. To me, it's now or never. You can't beat this version of the Steelers if you're the Ravens at large, but Lamar in particular, then when? I think it's going to happen. I'm picking the Ravens to cover.
Not me. I think the Steelers will continue the dominance over Baltimore. The hat and t-shirt game meaning for Mike Tomlin and the players, that's real. I mean, you could tell just the way they spoke to the media this week. They want this game. I wish Pickens and Elliott were playing, but I feel much more confident about this one, despite them, than I did about Philadelphia. Steelers go into Baltimore and stun the Ravens.
Anything else? Any other games?
I think that's it.
No others, yes, just so that we could get it in on time.
Thank you, Limits. Donnie, I think that was our best Donnie Football Friday ever. I mean, that was That was great stuff.
Strong all the way through.
Yeah.
A strong finish.
We played four quarters, didn't we?
Yeah,
and we
did.
Learned. We had a game earlier this season on Donnie Football Friday where we played a great three quarters and we blew it in the fourth quarter, mostly because of me. I was disorganized that day, I felt. Remember we had the team meeting after that? Remember Limits? We went to the conference
room. Oh, I remember.
We had a team meeting after that, Donnie. And it was like the Penguins turnaround since then. After that, I think we're playing better, and today we finally put four quarters together.
Today we displayed the 60-minute men like the 95 Steelers.
I'm damn proud of us. Have a good Christmas.
Me too. You too, Joe.
See you, Limits.
Merry Christmas. See you on Monday.